Hey, good day, everybody. This is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in, making us a part of your day. In this episode, episode 286, Craig and I discuss thyroid concerns, and how to optimize the natural way your endocrine system performance for future health. We're going to discuss some signs and symptoms, possible causes, diet and lifestyle applications that you can make, which will help your entire system perform optimally. This is a recording from today's Wellness Wednesday on the Country Doctor Nutritional Center page on Facebook. Take care. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy today's episode. Hey, good day, everybody. Welcome to Country Doctor's Wellness Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in live on the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Craig is joining me today for today's topic. We have, and we're going to dive right in because this is one of those that a lot of people deal with. We live in what's referred to as part of the world called the goiter belt.
Yep.
We live in an area where, because of certain deficiencies in food, soil, foods that are being brought in, especially selenium, iodine, things of that nature, we don't have the influence of the East, West Coast kind of diet, right?
Because they have natural iodine coming out of the ocean.
Yep. And they're consuming foods that really help to support the needs of the thyroid. And as we get started here, hey, Tracy, thanks for joining us. As we get started here, I think it's important to point out from a practice perspective, when we talk about thyroid, okay, there's specific markers for different organs and the glands in the body, right? When we see elevated SGOT enzymes or ALT markers for the, we know liver, right? When we see TSH or T3, T4 or cholesterol markers off the charts, we see, you know, then we start thinking about thyroid, men, the PSA number, right? So there's different markers that will point us in the direction of where to look for stress. But I think it's important for everybody who watches this to understand that the thyroid is not the only thing that's challenged. And from a practical standpoint, Craig's grinning, we talk a lot about when you have an endocrine system challenge on a gland, specific organ like heart or liver or thyroid, you have an endocrine system problem. There's an entire system that's out of whack. And let me just share with you a little quick story, and then we'll dive into the signs, symptoms, possible causes, and most importantly, the nutritional applications, dietary applications that Craig and I have dug up. And we took notes. Today was very important. He and I both took a lot of notes for today because it's a very common concern. And we see it a lot from a practice perspective. There's 17 different organs that make up the endocrine system in the human body, okay? And they are like this finely tuned orchestra. And the pituitary tends to play the role of the conductor, okay? And so it's saying heart, you know, up or down, regulate the rhythm, adrenals kick in some cortisol or some DHEA, liver, let's, you know, purge the gallbladder, let's get the bile going, right? It is kind of the orchestrator, right? The conductor to the orchestra, okay, of these 17 organs. And I don't know if you've ever listened to a band or, you know, a high school band or an orchestra at a civic center, you know, perform, but it's not hard to tell if one area is off.
That's for sure.
Because it tends to destroy the whole flow of what's going on. And certainly is a distraction in an orchestra. And so when you have organs that are struggling, whether it's liver, thyroid, pituitary, pancreas, that is going to send a ripple effect to some degree throughout the entire endocrine system, okay? Mm-hmm. And so it's important to remember that we're going to talk specifically about thyroid, but it's like a rock in the pond in terms of a ripple effect if it's under stress or deficient or toxic. And when you start helping to do things to support it, you're actually supporting the entire orchestra.
Absolutely.
So
it's number two, actually, in the orchestra.
Yeah. Okay.
From my understanding.
Okay.
Pituitary is the boss. Thyroid is number two in command. And then the adrenals have a tendency to be the one that powers the ship, keeps things.
All the hormones, flowing. All the hormones, are influenced by the adrenal glands, but the liver conjugates it all.
Yep.
So you can, you know, we were talking, you know, earlier about how people, you know, some of the signs and symptoms of people being challenged with thyroid, right? The fatigue, the headaches, the lousy sleep patterns, cold
hands and feet,
hands,
cracking hands and feet,
the constant cracking. Yep, that can go in right in the corners.
And everybody thinks it's, oh, my skin's dry.
It's wild. There's
a reason your skin is dry. Your thyroid's acting up.
Yeah, there's a reason for it, right? They're gaining weight easily, right? We'll have people to come and say, you know, I've got my diet's doing well. It's on point. Food logs help us confirm that for me. Yeah, you're doing good with your diet. I'm trying to move.
Weight.
Yeah, I'm trying to move and exercise, and it's just not happening for me. So that can be an indication of an endocrine system problem that can be resolved quite effectively when we start focusing in on, you know, thyroid, adrenal, things of that nature. So what else we got?
Memory loss.
Memory loss. Feeling better with exercise, movement.
Mm-hmm.
When you raise up the metabolism, the thyroid, you know, the symptoms of thyroid tend to calm down and diminish.
Also, after you've slept well the night before, you feel sluggish in the morning. You're just not feeling as well as you should when you wake up.
Yeah,
those are
common situations that people deal with. What are some of the possible causes that we run into? That we have to be able to check for in a practice situation. What are some of the common causes of that?
Well, number one that we see when people are sluggish, especially, is they need a little bit of iodine to stimulate that thyroid.
Mm-hmm. There's liver dysfunction.
Yes.
Right. Liver's not playing well with T3, T4
yep.
conversions. So there's that particular.
They
area.
Have a tendency to be carboholics.
Yeah. Which,
you know,
wipes out the B-complex nutrients. When you wipe out the B-complex nutrients, you know, you're affecting thyroid, you're affecting adrenals, you're affecting heart.
Mm-hmm.
Tingling in the hands and feet and things of that nature when you get
coldness
too much.
In the hands and feet.
Yep. Yep. You know. See that quite a bit.
With
women, it's the use of the pill.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one. We have to ask the younger, you know, are you on the pill or have you been on the pill in the past? That type of thing. That sets up a disruption of enzymes in the body utilized by the thyroid to perform. And some of the, you know, even some of the simple things like lifestyle where they swim a lot and it's in pools where there's chlorine, or they're drinking fluoridated water, right? Chlorine and fluoride compete for the receptor sites in the thyroid where the iodine is uptook.
Mm-hmm.
If that's up, is that right? Uptook, uptaken?
Uptaken.
Okay. So these chemicals, these environmental pollutants, they'll block it. Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly. They block the receptors. So you can be eating a good diet, you're doing the right things, and it's just like, I just am not performing well. And it's because of some other factors, which is one of the things I love about how we test,
because
we're constantly testing people for metal and chemical toxicity. Is this present in the system? And when these thyroids are blowing out, it's not hard sometimes to identify the metal and chemical, but also immune system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the immune system goes with anything. Anything that we're dealing with, the immune system could be causing, or could be
a
causal factor in a weakness in any organ or system, because you can get a virus specific to a certain organ.
Yep.
And when that happens, especially like if it's the thyroid, then you're going to have trouble.
Yeah.
It just
starts. With 80, I would say, and you correct me what you're, you know, you and Tammy see a lot of people. I would say for me personally, when I'm testing somebody, I see either parasites or yeast, fungus.
Yeast.
Right?
Yeast is
80,
so, yeah, 80, 90%.
70, 80%, 80%, I don't know. Somewhere, it's a really
it's high
percentage. If you're waking up, and here's some ways to kind of evaluate your performance, okay? I'm not a fan of this self-diagnosing. Mm-hmm. Right? And the cyberchondriac approach of Googling every symptom, that's not really good either. But you can evaluate yourself, okay? If you wake up in the mornings consistently with sinus drainage, congestion, or phlegm, you are consuming food your body cannot tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
Could be in the area of dairy, cheese, eggs, okay? Could be milks, could be meat protein byproducts. If you're having a lot of gas or bloating, these are also indicators. Faulty digestion, okay? Mm-hmm. These are all indicators, and nothing is a standalone by itself concern in the human body, okay? It has a ripple effect. Everything is connected. We did a class in Scotts Bluff last Saturday. Little girl had gone through some vomiting experiences, and she would have spasms.
Mm-hmm.
And we used light therapy and some herbs and just basic, nutritional kinesiology testing on her. And we're fortunate to evaluate, to bring on display the fact that because of the vomiting, she had some spasticity going in that duodenal area of the mm-hmm. of the stomach.
And the valves.
In the valves, and they were kind of in trauma a little bit. And it was just one of those things that it was connecting the dots, right? Every single thing that you experience in terms of a physical, emotional symptom, remember that, a physical or emotional symptom, that's all intertwined, it's all connected. And when you start doing some good things for yourself, that is a ripple effect of improvement. And if there's a few things in your environment or diet or lifestyle that are not so good, not good habits, okay, that's going to have a ripple effect. And then the problem is, most people think that, oh, I have headaches, but I have allergies, and I have muscle aches in my feet. None of those three things are connected. And I'm here to tell you, from almost 20 years of experience, 14 years experience, right? Those things are connected.
Absolutely.
They play a role together, and we have to, So it's not about self-diagnosing, but it is about paying attention and evaluating oneself in terms of how well it's performing. I think that's important to remember that.
Yeah, and one of the things that you always want to remember is that there's only two things that cause the body to be out of ease.
Yep.
And that is the lack of something that it needs.
Yep.
Or there is something present that shouldn't be there.
That's it. And everybody, usually it's a combination.
Absolutely. Usually it's because we're eating terrible and then we're picking up a bunch of heavy metals from just the system that we live in.
Yeah. Thank you for the comment, Cindy. Yeah, I've turned up the volume on my end too. I don't know what seems to be the problem with the volume on this, but we're doing our best. Thank you for joining us. Hopefully this will come across. And by the way, this is being recorded for the Total Wellness Radio podcast. And mm-hmm. I know that will audibly anyways come across, much clearer.
Yeah.
And I'll get that posted this afternoon, in fact, for thyroid evaluation, thyroid health. So thank you for your comments. And thank you everyone for joining us. If you have other comments, be sure and throw them up there. Thanks, Cindy. Nutrition. Let's talk about nutrient applications.
Well, there's a couple of things that are really, really important.
Big time important.
Essential fatty acids is one of them.
I love the fish, mackerel, cod. You can supplement with cod liver oil. You can use tuna oil. Thank you.
Black
currant seed oil. You can use borage oil. You can mm-hmm. use flaxseed oil, right? Mm-hmm. There's different oils that help provide the body some of these raw materials that are depleted through faulty dietary habits and things like that.
Of course, everybody's heard about iodine
mm-hmm.
and how it works with the thyroid. So that's one of the things. It's another one of the things about tuna oil and they have a little bit of natural iodine in there.
Actually, that's the essential fatty acids. The iodine is your dulse, your kelp, your bladder rack.
Yeah, the kelp.
The dark green leafies, mm-hmm. Things that we find in superfood.
Yep.
Okay. Superfood is one of the things that we encourage people, if possible, to consume on a regular basis, especially inland. Here's a couple indications that you need some iodine or some detox of the liver. If you get a bitter taste in your mouth on a regular basis, you need to get a hold of us in the comments section and say, send me the liver drink and just do, or text us or something. Let us know and we'll get you the copy. It's real quick, easy recipe.
Hi, Tanya.
Hey, Tanya. And Scott, welcome.
It's my sister.
As usual, I'm listening on my way home from work. Thanks. Thanks for tuning in, Scott. Appreciate it. So when it's bitter, liver congestion, liver toxicity, phase one, phase two detox might not be happening. Could be some enzyme deficiencies, right? Liver cleansing, liver detoxification, really, really, really important. But if it's a metallic taste, okay, there's a difference between a metallic taste and a bitter taste in the mouth, almost a bitter, nauseous kind of thing. The metallic taste is an indicator of iodine. That is one of the indicators that, boy, my body could really use some iodine. I really need to get into the dulse, the kelp, the bladderwrack, the dark green leafies, right? Things of that nature. And also get into the seeds, the nuts, looking at things that will give me a variety of B-complex nutrients. We tend to lean more towards diet first, supplement second.
Yep.
Even though we are, you know, a manufacturer of some of the best herbal supplements on the planet, our experience suggests that to be true. But also, we have relationships with other whole food vendors and nutraceutical vendors have been doing this for a long, long time. And we maintain those relationships. So we have, in my experience, the best access to supplementation on the planet. But if we can do dietary habits first.
Absolutely.
Right? And then supplement second, then the person can stay in protocols much longer and get the results that they need. You know, last night we did Nutrition 101 last night. And actually I posted it on the podcast today. Nutrition 101 is the second most important required piece of education in our office for clients and the public to come in, taste, feel, smell, experience, meet us, hear our philosophy, which is basically we don't believe that you have to be harmed in order to be healed, right? And if you believe that way, you're probably in the right place. And one of the things we talked about last night was the fact that we have two brains. There's a brain between our ears that makes decisions, and there's a brain right here below the xiphoid area, like there. That's the second brain. This is the one that dictates performance, how well my body performs. Mm-hmm. The problem is, by design, between the two is a mouth.
and the brain.
Well, the mouth. And this brain will make decisions that sacrifices what this needs for what this one wants. Therein lies one of the biggest habits and the challenges to overcome, myself included. It's kind of like the confession night around here when we do basic nutrition class. Mm-hmm. I get to share with people my old dietary habits, some of the things I used to do and foods I consumed way back when, and how they were eroding my health. And thank God I don't do that anymore. So, nutritional applications, finding things that are going to add back what is missing, the dulse, the kelp, bladderwrack. Bladderwrack's a seaweed, by the way. But seaweed, there's some different stores, and you know, you can go to Chinese restaurants or Chinatown where they have the Chinese herbal shops, and they have some access to some really amazing seaweed
natural
snacks.
Natural seaweeds that have good iodine in them.
Yeah.
One of the things that's going to make Dan happy is, you know, when it comes to the thyroid, is some of the stuff that you don't want to eat, like Brussels sprouts.
Yes, thank you. I didn't like Brussels sprouts for a reason. It was messing up my thyroid.
But the other thing is like cabbage, and a lot of people don't. Kale is real popular right now, and so spinach. You know, but those things are not real, real good for the thyroid. They're good for a lot of other things, but they're not good for the thyroid.
If you're struggling with that uptake,
issues. Then you kind of want to stay away from those. Peaches, pears.
Now, if they've been
broccoli
cooked,
even.
Yeah, but if they've been cooked, then they're a little more deactivated as far as interference. So, you know, you steam the vegetables, things like that. But raw, that can be challenging if you're doing raw salads or smoothies. Might make a difference in interfering with the thyroid's ability to perform. You know, one of the things that a lot of medical doctors... I shouldn't say it that way. There's been suggested by medical doctors, okay, to use, just increase your niacin uptake and that'll help with your triglyceride, pulling your triglycerides down. The problem is when you do higher levels of niacin, you tend to have a negative effect on hormone levels for the thyroid. Mm-hmm. So there's this balance, right? That's why I'm not a fan when people, when you self-evaluate, sure, but when you diagnose and take action on it and you read an article and you do the cyber, you know, the cyberchondriac stuff and look up Google, oh, I need to add this in and add this in. Then you get this Frankenstein version of supplementation going, which usually, if it's from Walmart or Walgreens or GNC or even some of our more popular, isolates. They're mostly isolates, then they're going to create other imbalances. Mm-hmm. So that's where, like what Craig said earlier, you know, two reasons we get ill is the absence of what needs to be there or the presence of something that shouldn't. A lot of times, these over-the-counter supplementations that aren't whole food concentrates, herbal extracts that have the combined nutrients of the food.
The whole vitamin, not just pieces of it.
Yeah. That's where we run into problems and people come in. We have suitcases full of supplements they've been taking over the years and ends up being, that's part of the problem. It's not mm-hmm. been part of the solution. If it was the solution, they wouldn't be coming in with a suitcase full of supplementation.
Stuff, and they're not getting better.
And they're not getting better. So
imagine that.
Let's get close to wrapping this up. Wow, 20 minutes has already flown by. It's amazing. Let's look at some dietary habits. Let's talk about and present to the folks listening and watching some dietary things that we need to look at that's super important. Basic habits. And when we say basic habits, I'm not suggesting that you have to do this perfectly. What I'm suggesting is consistency over time is much more important. So really pay attention to developing consistent habits. It took me, I started the habit of no processed grains and no potatoes, just those two things. It took 4 months of consistently doing that. Craig knows, he watched me, to drop 26 pounds. It took 4 months of consistently doing that. Not perfectly, but consistently doing that. And I think I did really good on the potatoes.
Yeah.
I think I did really good on
the
potatoes.
You still are doing good on them.
Yeah, avoiding those things.
Yeah.
Just for me. So,
but I think part of that is because of the pain thing.
Exactly.
One of the reasons why. That's why you don't eat tomatoes either.
I don't eat tomatoes because they're part of the nightshades. I was a farrier for 12 years. Traveled 6 states. This is a previous life 20 years ago. 25 years ago. 30 years ago. Actually, 31 years ago. And, you know, I love the work, but it's very physically grueling. If you know anybody that has horses and have seen a farrier do their work, then, yeah, that's what I used to do. So getting kicked by horses and beat up and driving nails and getting kicked with rasps on your shin. I mean, just mm-hmm. all kinds of fun stuff that can happen with playing with our four-legged loved ones out there. You know, so as we age, right, I have to pay close attention to eating foods that don't cause or drive that inflammation in the body. Tomatoes, one of them. Potatoes, another one. Processed grains. Processed, refined foods. People, I'm telling you, please. You want to see your health improve, and I mean almost overnight, get off the processed, refined foods.
Yep.
Eat your veggies, eat your fruits, eat your meat.
Try cooking your own food, too.
Oh, what
that really helps a lot. Because they put stuff in the frozen food section that you don't want to eat. I promise you that. But it's a lifestyle thing.
It is
something that you have to work towards. It's not going to happen overnight.
Consistent.
Folks, and we don't expect it to.
Consistent. You know? One of the things, too, that we have to share with people watching and listening is the avoidance of antihistamines and sulfa drugs. Antihistamines and sulfa drugs, okay? If those are a part of your history, and again, going back, tranquilizers, the pill for women, these are four classifications of medications that have proven themselves to be very detrimental to the thyroid, its performance, enzyme uptake, iodine uptake, the conversion of T4 to T3 in the liver. I call it going in as Clark Kent, coming out as Superman, you know. There's a lot, and here's the other thing too.
Another thing those meds will do.
Yes.
Is they will really mess with your...
He had it.
I had it.
It's in his notes.
Calcium uptake.
Calcium and magnesium.
And magnesium.
There you go.
So a lot of times when people have trouble with their thyroid and they're taking...
Well, they're on Synthroid. Levothyroxine, Synthroid, yeah. Right? If you can get Nature Throid or Armor, beautiful.
It's a lot better.
But then when people stop responding to Natrathroid or Armor, which I just saw that with a client I ran into today over lunch, who's concerned that, you know, things have shifted. And I understand we have to look at the rest of the picture, right? We can't just suffer from numberosis. Quit suffering from numberosis. My numbers are off. Let me share something with you about blood work, okay? Blood work is the worst diagnostic tool on the planet, okay? It is. It is. For four reasons. Here you go. If you and I go down to CRMC, Stitches, and the Wyoming Health Fair and get blood work drawn today, four things are going to happen. Number one, no one of those three reports are going to look anything like each other. The categories, how they've paced, how organized the information, the data, the three are going to look anything alike. That's number one. Number two, their reference ranges will be different. Number three, their optimum ranges will be different. And number four, all three locations, the practitioner will stand there on a stack of Bibles swearing that their labs are right.
And nobody else's.
Blood work is not standardized in this country. And I don't understand why people, well, it's because they just don't know, right? We just don't know what we don't know, right? I mean, I love blood work. I love it when you bring markers in. If you're a client or if you're someone who wants to, hey, take a look at this, what do you think about the markers that are taking place in these tests? Love it, okay? And there are some markers, there's three or four out of these plethora of dozens and dozens that they run that I do pay very close attention to because of its indication, okay? But an indication and a diagnosis are two different things, okay? And the chemistry of the body, we have to pay attention to. That's very true.
Absolutely.
And I love blood work, don't get me wrong, but keep it in proper perspective. It's a lousy diagnostic tool. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to see what is going on with the chemistry
and it helps
of the body.
Us.
It just like a system survey.
It doesn't tell me
what's wrong, but at least I know how your body's dealing with the stress of diet, lifestyle, toxicities, things of that nature.
And those are the four things that you have to pay attention to.
Got to pay attention to.
Yep. Because they're the ones that are going to affect anything in the body, but they really do affect the thyroid.
You know, if I say so myself, Craig, I think we hit this pretty good. Drink filtered water, purified water. Stay away from carbonation. Stay away from the sugar. How do we find out if there is an issue with our thyroid if we don't want only an MD's opinion? That is a great question, okay? In the earlier part of this, I don't know if you were able to watch the whole thing so far, Pamela, and it's also going to be on the Total Wellness Radio podcast later this afternoon, the audio version, for those of you who might be having challenges with the audio version on the live. The hair, like the basic indications, cold all the time, can't lose weight, headaches, if you're losing hair, right?
Hormones are out of balance.
Here we go. Oh, okay. All right. So, Pamela, here's one of the tests you can do at home. This is a great test to finish up on because it empowers you, the listener and the viewer, to do this. Get a find through standard process or medical supply. You need to find an old mercury thermometer. If you don't have one, get a hold of us. I think we can still get them from standard process.
Yeah,
I think.
You can.
You shake it down when you go to bed. You do what's called an axillary temperature test. Right when you wake up, take it, stick it under the armpit. Do not stick it in your mouth because especially women, if you're going through your cycle or if you have some kind of bug or dental stuff going on, it can change the temperature reading in the mouth. Mm-hmm. So put it in the armpit and lay there for another 5 to 7 minutes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Take it out. Do your reading. Do that every morning for about 3 to 5 days. 3 days typically, but 5 days if you really want to catch it. And if your temperature is below 97.8 on an average, if you average those three out, chances are then you're dealing with what's called subclinical thyroid stress. Okay? But the axillary temperature test, not the mouth, but the axillary, armpit, is a very nice, simple, easy, effective way to kind of evaluate if you have some things going on with the endocrine system as it relates to the thyroid. So, Pamela, I hope you found that helpful. You might have answered this question, but since I can't hear it well, I'm going to listen later on the other platform. Let's see, Cindy, you're the last one we're going to respond to because we got to get into an exam room. It's 1:30.
Yep.
So, But if someone has hypo, does that mean your thyroid will never function normally again? Absolutely not.
No. Nope.
It does not, unless you have injected radioactive iodine. Then that has actually destroyed that thyroid. Oh, good. Thanks, Pamela. Glad you enjoyed that. Yeah. Let us know. Get a hold of us. If they've injected the radioactive iodine to destroy the thyroid, some people have actually had pieces of it removed because it was a goiter and it wasn't cancer, but they had it removed anyways. Or with kinesiology, with the nutritional kinesiology that we use, we can identify if there's an opportunity to restore optimum function in the thyroid. So, Craig, we got to go to work.
We got to go to work.
Thank you so much for joining us. Sorry about the audio. I keep adjusting it to try and make sure you all can hear us just fine. Today is the 27th. Next Wednesday, February 3rd, will be heart health, cardiovascular health, signs, symptoms, possible causes, nutrient and lifestyle and dietary applications. So please feel welcome to tune in. And as always, have a wonderful and blessed week. For Mr. Craig Morrison, this is Dan Young. You guys take care. Have a great rest of your week.
I got to get out there.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.